Good afternoon, New York, and the rest of our listeners around the globe. My name is June Stoyer, and I'm the host of the Clean Energy View radio show, which is a special series focused on the world of clean energy. Our podcasts are available on iTunes under the Organic View Radio Network, or you can simply visit cleanenergyview.com. If you have a question, please send me a tweet at June Stoyer or post a comment on our page at facebook.com/cleanenergyview. If you'd like to be on the show or would like to find out about sponsorship opportunities, please contact us at info@cleanenergyview.com. Today's show is sponsored by RamVPN.com, the leading provider of next-generation online anonymity and VPN security solutions. Their architecture is unique, tamper-safe, and 100% guaranteed. They even accept Bitcoin. For more information, please visit their website at www.ramvpn.com. Around the world, people are more conscious of the need for innovation when it comes to energy. Especially here in the United States, the devastation is still being felt after storms like Hurricane Katrina and Hurricane Sandy. On today's show, Dr. Nawal Al-Husseini, who is the director of the Zayed Future Energy Prize and director of sustainability for Masdar, is going to talk about an exciting opportunity by the United Nations Sustainable Energy for All Forum. So I'd like to welcome to the show Dr. Nawal Al-Husseini. Good afternoon, ma'am, and welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. It's so nice to be with you.
Dr. Al-Husseini, could you please take a moment and share a little bit about yourself with our listeners?
Well, my name is Nawal Al-Husseini. I come from a beautiful country called the United Arab Emirates. I'm based in Abu Dhabi, and I work with Masdar. Masdar is Abu Dhabi initiative to promote renewable energy and sustainability through addressing the full value chain of this industry, from research and development all the way to commercial applications. I'm also blessed to be the director of the Zayed Future Energy Prize, and it is an annual $4 million prize to inspire innovation in renewable energy and sustainability.
Can you take a moment for our listeners, because there are a lot of young people that listen to this show, could you talk about the legacy of Sheikh Zayed bin Sultan Al Nahyan and why he created this prize?
The prize was created to honor his legacy, because Sheikh Zayed has passed away a few years ago, and in honor for his legacy, the leadership of Abu Dhabi launched the Zayed Future Energy Prize, because he all his life he has been a champion environmental sustainability and social sustainability, and he has been a great advocate for the importance of saving our resources for today for future generation. He understood that we live in this planet, but we don't own it. The future generation owns this planet, and we need to preserve it and to protect it for the future generation. So he has been, he was highly respected and loved by everybody who met him or who knew of him, and he touched the lives of millions and millions of people. So to honor his legacy, the Abu Dhabi leadership launched the Zayed Future Energy Prize in 2008. Now, the importance of this prize is renewable energy and sustainability has been it is a very interesting and still new sector, and there are very few organizations and people who took leadership and basically went into this route that hasn't been really traveled, and has been for some of them it hasn't been an easy path to take. So what we thought is those people or this organization needs to be recognized. It needs to be recognized for the hard work they did. They need to be recognized for their leadership, for the innovation, for their impact, and hence the prize was launched. Now, for it to be addressing every player in the sector, the prize is broken into five categories. So we have a large corporation, and this is the CIBA recognition award. We also award small and medium enterprise with a $1.5 million, non-profit organization with another $1.5 million, and lifetime achievement, which is for an individual, is $500,000. But as you mentioned, there is we cannot make any change without engaging the youth in this sector, and that's why in 2012, as one of our commitment to the sustainable energy for all, we launched a new category. and this is the Global High Schools. And the Global High Schools is very, very different and very unique from the other categories in the sense that we want to inspire change and we want to inspire this impact and we want to inspire the youth to be engaged with this sector. So what we do is we award up to $100,000 a school from each geographic region. So we have five awards. We award a school in the Americas, one in Europe, one in Africa, one in Oceania, and one in Asia. And it's a very simple process. So the school, the students and the faculty of the school, they need to come together and create a project proposal that is going to basically improve the sustainability of the school through either incorporating renewable energy such as solar or wind or anything that works for the context of the school, or improve the energy efficiency of the building, or address energy access. And this has been, we've seen projects from schools in Africa and Asia where the prize fund was used to not only power the school, but power other facilities within this community and create energy access opportunities for these communities. So, just to summarize, it's $500,000 in total for the Global High Schools, and we award a school in every geographic region. And actually, last year, the winner for the Americas was a school from the Bronx in New York, which is fantastic. And they have been working on their project, and they are very inspiring.
That's amazing.
It is amazing when you see these students come together. And now, actually, we have with us here in New York for the SE for All, we brought two of our previous winners, from Melbourne High School from Australia and Malawi School from Africa, Malawi. And they are now here engaging with the schools here in New York, which is the Bronx. And we have another school who was a finalist, which is a Manhattan Comprehensive School. And not only that, they are experiencing a life-changing experience because they are mingling with leaders in the sector, with actually global leaders in the SE for All, but also engaging with their peers from the U.S. and having an amazing cultural experience by touring in New York and understanding how amazing and how beautiful our world is, and how big the opportunities are for them by engaging with the sector.
I think that the opportunity is tremendous, especially since young people today have so many challenges when it comes to energy, especially after what we experienced here in the United States. I think there is a very big emphasis on the need for new innovation, and this award is so incredibly generous. It also affords these students the opportunity, as you pointed out, to interact with some of the world's biggest leaders in energy, and that is just such an amazing opportunity. How can high schools submit their information?
It's very, very simple. They just need to go on our website, and our website is ZFEP, A for Alpha, E for Echo. And on the website, they will find a very prominent tab that says Top Bid Today. And they need to click on the tab and then choose the category. But before to do that, it's good for them to do that. But we have some information also about, previous winners, so they can go and explore and see, what projects has been winning. And we have some samples of winning proposals. And, we are very open. We have a very, very active social media account. They can follow us on Twitter, which is ZFEP. They can follow us on Instagram, ZFEP again, and we are on Facebook. I don't know if the kids these days all go on Facebook, but it's TZFEP, which is the Zed Future Enterprise. And, we are available in all these platforms. And we have an amazing YouTube channel that shows the videos of the previous winners and finalists showing their proposals. Now, I would like to highlight also is that it's not only about winning the $100,000. This prize is also gives you an opportunity because all the finalists, we fly them to Abu Dhabi for the award ceremony. The award ceremony takes place in January every year. in this big, amazing platform we call Abu Dhabi Sustainability Week. And Abu Dhabi Sustainability Week is one of the largest platforms for gathering in the world, where we have, you know, decision makers, heads of state, industry leaders who come together for 5 days and for different three main conferences, which is the World Future Energy Summit, the International Water Summit, and the Eco Waste. And now what happens is we do the award ceremony at that at this venue and at this occasion. But we also fly in all the finalists, because we only announce the winners at the award ceremony. So three schools, almost on an average from each region, will be having the opportunity to participate in this summit and take place in the award ceremony. And then, you know, the winners will get the fund, but also they will get the experience of the exposure of being, you know, exposed to different media channels, connect with other students from other schools from around the world, because it's phenomenal. You know, it's so empowering. You have a school from, for example, this year we had schools from Bangladesh, we had schools from India, we had schools from Vanuatu, we had schools from Australia, from Canada. So you have these schools from all over the world, and the students get the opportunity to engage with each other and understand the different challenges each region face, like, you know, the issues that the schools in Vanuatu, for example, had, and especially now after the latest tsunami. It's very different from, you know, what challenges facing the students here in the U.S. And although they might look very different, but we know that there are some variables that brings everything together, and there are solutions, maybe not the exact technologies, but the solutions and the approach to solution is something to be replicable. But it's also very empowering that these students get to know that they are part of the solution, and they can be they are encouraged, and they have the, you know, the opportunity to participate, to be part of the solution for a better future for all of us.
I think that's a phenomenal opportunity, especially since they can experience what life is like for other people their own age in parts of the world that they may never visit.
Absolutely.
And they can make friends in real time and actually have a conversation with some of these other young people who have experienced devastation that they may never be able to fathom. So that itself is just tremendous. And plus they get to meet you.
Well, I don't know, but they get to meet phenomenal people, like, because the awards, for example, is presented by Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed, who is the Crown Prince of Abu Dhabi, and because the prize holds his father's name, he's very committed to be there and gives the students a lot of time and engages with them. And it is, as I mentioned, it's an extremely empowering experience. And imagine, like, you know, that these kids, for example, this amazing Roy Little kid from Bronx, waking up in the morning and finding his picture on the front pages of all the newspapers, because, you know, the prize have a very is very prominent in the UAE and is treated with a lot of respect. So once you know the award ceremony gets amazing coverage in the media, and, you know, it's on the news every day, and it's broadcasted live in many channels. So it is a very empowering experience for them.
It definitely sounds like it, and I almost wish I was in high school again just so that I could apply. But I know that there are a number of high schools that are submitting for this competition. And
they need to do it very quickly, because we close for submission on 22nd of June.
Yes. Now, this is an award that's given each year, correct?
Yes, every year, yes.
So do they put out what the requirements are for next year at any particular time, or is it the same requirements each year?
It's the same requirements each year. It's like a project plan, but there is plenty of time for them to apply this year, because, you know, we still have almost a month to go. And I would encourage them to apply this year, and even if they don't get through, it's an amazing learning experience, because we will always give them feedback and tell them, you know, how to improve their application for next year.
Thank you. Dr. Al-Husseini, thank you so much for taking the time out of your extremely busy schedule this week to come on the show to talk about this wonderful prize. I sincerely hope you come back. You are such an amazing inspiration, especially to young women with all the things that you've done. I hope you enjoy your time in New York, and I, as I said, I hope you come back and be a guest at a future point.
Thank you so much. I really look forward to it. Thank you for the opportunity.
Oh, you're very welcome. And folks, please check out the companion article, which will be on the cleanenergyview.com website.
I will do for sure.
This has been June Stoyer with the Clean Energy View Radio Show. Have a great afternoon, everyone.